From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Many states are starting to crack down on people who text while they drive. Utah has taken the lead on that issue. From member station KUER in Salt Lake City, Jenny Brundine explains why.
The afternoon of February 20th, lawmakers in a committee room on Utah's Capitol Hill were paying little attention to the business at hand. The reintroduction of legislation to ban text messaging while driving. But then Reggie Shaw came to the mic, and suddenly the room was quiet.
The lady that just spoke mentioned of an accident caused in September 2006. I was the one driving the car, texting while driving.
Two men were killed in that accident, both scientists and fathers. The 19-year-old Shaw served 30 days in jail and was ordered to perform 100 hours of community service. He was the last person in Utah to receive such a light sentence. Shaw's testimony last February galvanized Utah lawmakers to pass the toughest law in the nation on texting while driving.
If you are just caught for texting while driving, it can be up to 3 months in jail and a $750 fine.
Brent Wilhite is program director for Zero Fatalities, the state's public campaign against distracted driving.
If you kill someone, it's up to 15 years in prison and a $10,000 fine.
17 other states have laws on texting and driving, some with penalties as light as a $20 fine. But calls for strong action in other states are becoming louder. A national poll this year showed a quarter of all drivers with cell phones admit to texting. Utah is releasing this week to high schools a 15-minute video spotlighting the Reggie Shaw case. The video, which shows photos of mangled cars from the wreckage, has had more than 500,000 downloads in just over a month.
Is he breathing? I would say he's not breathing.
Leila Odell is the wife of one of the men killed by teen driver Reggie Shaw. In this excerpt, she talks about when she learned 5 months after her husband was killed that Shaw had been texting.
And I remembered being so shocked that someone could be so selfish and irresponsible and kill my husband.
University of Utah psychologist David Strayer tracks eye movements while people text and try to drive. He says people really do take their eyes off the road, often for the same amount of time it takes to drive the length of a football field. Imagine doing that blind. And it's the cognitive distraction that also makes it dangerous.
In terms of accident risk, you're more likely to be hit from someone who's text messaging than someone who's drunk. And that's a pretty alarming statistic.
In fact, his research shows that texting results in an impairment level double that of drunk driving. In the university's simulated driving laboratory, research assistant Sarah Bell sits in what looks like a giant video game. On a screen in front of her, animated cars and trucks whiz by in the lane next to her. As she texts and drives, the car in front randomly brakes.
What just happened there?
It's gonna give me a heart attack. I was looking at my phone and I didn't see the car brake. And it almost killed both of us.
After years of research, Dr. Strayer is heartened now to see that the issue is being taken seriously.
When it becomes stigmatized and you have the legislation and the education and science all together as a package, you'll change people's behavior. And until you have that package in place, you're not going to see systematic changes in driver behavior.
Federal legislation is pending to pressure states into prohibiting drivers from texting while driving, or risk losing a quarter of their yearly federal highway funding. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Brundine in Salt Lake City.